I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, April 9th. Quincy is still in the yellow category on the state's coronavirus risk assessment map. However, cases are climbing, as they are in other area communities. Quincy has had a total of 8,279 cases as of Wednesday, with 150 deaths. The positivity rate is just over 3%. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will ask the City Council to approve borrowing $475 million to fund the city's pension liability. Koch says borrowing the money now at historically low interest rates will save the city millions of dollars in the future. Mayor is also seeking $1.4 million from the Sewer and Drain Rehabilitation Fund for a restoration project at Butler's Pond. Contaminants would be dredged from the pond and gravel installed to prevent future contamination. Quincy Ward 2 Councilor Anthony Andronico wants the federal government to shut down the natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth. Andronico will introduce a resolution at Monday night City Council meeting calling on federal regulators to shut the facility down following the third unplanned release of natural gas since September this past Tuesday. Rallies to speak out against anti-Asian racism and violence will be held in Quincy Center Saturday. Quincy Asian Resources, Quincy for Transformative Change, and several other groups are sponsoring the events from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common. The Quincy Quarry and Granite Workers Museum will open for the season this weekend. The museum will be open Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for self-guided walking tours of the Lyons Turning Mill on Quarry Hills Drive and a new museum display about the Granite Railway. Visitors will be required to wear masks and observe social distancing. A food drive will be held at the Central Middle School in Quincy on Saturday. From 9 a.m. to noon, the drive is being sponsored by the Norfolk County Central Labor Council and the United Way. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Updates for Friday, April 9th.